Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate. I am not a financial advisor, just a gamer speculating. And this episode, we are going to be talking about the game Crypto Prophecies, which is actually going to be releasing in just a few days. So super exciting. This game is self-described as the world's cutest price prediction game, where you collect crypto profits and battle other players with spells to see who can predict price candles the best. They have a ton of different gameplay videos out, so this isn't some imaginary game that's coming out in years, it is actually right around the corner, with NFT drops and sales already happening. In addition to this, I have partnered up with Crypto Prophecies and we are giving away one NFT to some Twitter followers. So listen up, I'll be describing how to enter at the end of this episode and also posting on Twitter how you can enter. So before we get into the game, let's talk a little bit about the team behind Crypto Prophecies because this is one of the main reasons to get excited about this project. Now Crypto Prophecies is a product of GameFi, which is co-founded by CEO Paul Linsel and CDO Philippe Comini. Now these guys have over 35 years of combined experience in gaming and fintech, which is pretty incredible. So you know you are getting a top-notch gaming experience with a lot of thought and expertise behind it. With that in mind, let's talk a little bit about their main crypto token. So the token that you're going to be going after here is the TCP token. It's an ERC-20 token, and it will be used to power and bring value to the gaming ecosystem. The actual Crypto Prophecies game is run on the Polygon network, which is great. This gives the game immense scalability and speed at incredibly low cost while enabling the best possible experience for the user. The TCP token was first released earlier this year and it currently has a fully diluted market cap of about 41 million, with the token price at about 14 cents. TCP is also available on a ton of different exchanges right now, including KuCoin and Uniswap. What's pretty interesting is how the Crypto Prophecies game plans to have a circulating economy. So in-game, you place wagers on whether or not you will win a match, and 3% of that wager is going to be taxed in what is known as the kingdom fee. So what happens with that 3%? Well, 50% of it is immediately burned, and 40% is deposited into the daily prize pool. Now this 40% will get paid out back to the users in that prize pool. And lastly, 10% of it goes back to the team for continued development in the project. I think this is a really smart way to keep the economy cycling from the players to the ecosystem and then right back to the players. It's really going to go a long way towards making sure the TCP token retains value while continuing to reward players who play consistently. Keeping a circulating economy, I think, is one of the hardest aspects of making a successful blockchain game, and I feel like the Crypto Prophecy system is going to go a long way in making this game successful. All right, with the tokenomics and numbers out of the way, let's get into how we play this game and earn crypto. So for the basic gameplay, you will need at least one crypto profit to play. After you equip your profit, you will place a wager in tokens on the upcoming battle. You will then be matched against a worthy opponent. Once you are matched, you will go head-to-head to predict whether a pricing candle will go up or down. So for those of you unfamiliar, a pricing candle is a trading term. For example, for Bitcoin, during a 1 minute period of time, the price can go up or go down. So the symbol that shows that is called a candle. When the price goes up, the candle goes up and turns green. If the price goes down, the candle will go down and turn red. So pretty simple, either up or down. Now, a game sees you predicting candles in 10 second intervals, and the sooner you make your prediction, the more points you will receive. Whoever receives more points at the end of the game wins. So in that aspect, each game is pretty simple, but Crypto Prophecies adds a few different wrinkles to the gameplay to spice things up a bit. You have the ability to impact your opponent and your own abilities to make predictions with different magic items. So there are four different magic items. There are magic staffs, which are your primary weapon, magic wands, which are your secondary weapon, magic capes, which help protect you from enemy spells, and lastly, pets, which also help protect you from the enemy. Now, the staffs and wands can cast different spells depending on their inherent magical abilities and their rarity, and they have different ways of affecting the gameplay. For example, some spells will make it so that the opponent can't see the candles at all, so they have to completely guess what's going on, and other spells will actually keep them from being able to guess altogether. So these are pretty essential in deciding who wins or loses matches. Now, all of these items are NFTs along with the crypto profits, so they can be bought and sold on marketplaces like OpenSea. All crypto profits and magical items come in a range of 6 rarity tiers, which indicate the rarity of the profit or magic item you have summoned. These range from uncommon to legendary, with each tier providing a new benefit when battling and entering the daily prize draws. Some items you won't be able to equip unless you have a high enough rarity of crypto profit, so make sure that your profit can use an item before you buy it. So how do we get all of these items? Well, besides buying them straight up from the open market, you need to buy their corresponding summoning item. So for profits, these would be summoning orbs. And the cheapest right now is only like $7, so it's super easy to get one and get going in this game. Now, these summoning orbs and other summoning objects also come in different rarities, with the rarest one giving you the best opportunity to get the best profits or best magical item. So for example, the legendary orbs give you an 85% chance of getting a legendary profit, while an uncommon orb gives you a 0.5% chance in getting one. So you aren't necessarily guaranteed to get a legendary character or item if you have a legendary orb, but you have a very good chance. In addition to this, you can also get better crypto profits through merging your existing profits. So if you merge, say, 5 common profits, you are guaranteed to get an uncommon one, and so on and so forth, going up in the rarities. So it's not necessarily a bad idea to start collecting lower tier ones just so that you can merge them together and create a more powerful crypto profit. So as you can kind of tell from my rambling, there are a bunch of different aspects to consider when building up your crypto profit arsenal. Now, besides investing in NFTs, how do we actually earn crypto in this game? Well, like I mentioned, the basic gameplay sees you wager in crypto against your opponent, and the winner receives the opponent's wager. So that's sort of the main way that you can win crypto. And the developers will actually also be expanding the battle arena to allow players to form alliances and create group battles such as 2v2, 3v3, and 4v4. So it could be a lot of fun to team up with your friends and try to earn crypto this way. Now, some of the other ways to earn crypto will be in the daily prizes. Every game you enter gives you tickets towards a drawing at the end of the day. And what's really nice is that even if you lose, you will receive tickets in most cases. So they really want to encourage players to play as much as possible. Each day, 25 winning tickets will be picked, and those players will win the daily prize pool that has been earned for that day. So if you play a decent amount, you have a good chance of eventually having a winning ticket. There will also be weekly and monthly leaderboard prizes as well that can earn you a ton of their TCP token. So a few different ways to earn, and definitely playing more will give you more of a chance to win more. Now, to keep up with all of this, the strategies and the new developments in the game, you can check out their Discord channel, which is super active, and their YouTube channel, which has a lot of in-game footage already. All right, my final verdict. I think this project really has a lot of aspects to be excited about. You can tell how much they believe in their project by the sheer amount of in-game footage they have already shown on their YouTube channel. Not very many games are willing to share that much, and I think it really shows the confidence that the developers have in this game and the product that they're putting out there. I also feel like the game's economy and the way they redistribute the token to the players through basic matches and burning NFTs and leaderboards is great, and honestly, it's one of the best methods for keeping a circulating token economy going. I also think with the level of support this game has through the many partnerships and their large Discord following, that there is going to be a good amount of demand for their NFTs. In addition to this, with the gameplay being a little bit less intensive, it should be a lot more appealing to those that don't consider themselves hardcore gamers, and it means that some of the highest leaderboards aren't simply going to be catering to those with high APMs. Now, this is good as long as they can keep bots from farming wins, which certain games have had trouble dealing with. As for now, you should keep your eyes out for this game, especially with the full release just around the corner. Alright, now let's get to the giveaway. Now, in order to enter, you will see a tweet from me online, and if you retweet that and follow me along with Crypto Prophecies and tag one of your friends, you will be automatically entered into the competition. Tomorrow, we will be coming out with a winner for that, and we will be sending them one NFT of a summoning orb. Like I said, this is the main way that you get crypto profits, so it's super awesome that Crypto Prophecies is willing to do this for us. So once again, stay tuned to my Twitter account and Crypto Prophecies Twitter account for that timing. All right, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. It means a lot, and it also helps to grow my channel. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing or what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!